All right, let's get some old school rave pressure happening in Ableton Live 12 using a super simple trick. We're going to take a clean sine sub and color it in a controlled way so it stays heavy on a big system, but you can still hear the bass line on small speakers. This is beginner friendly, and we're going to do it with a mastering mindset. Meaning, we're not just slapping distortion on and hoping. We are controlling what gets distorted. We're keeping the sub stable and mono, and we're keeping levels consistent so the processing actually behaves. Here's the vibe. In classic jungle and drum and bass, the amen break is loud, crunchy, chaotic in the mids. If your sub is just a pure sine, it can feel powerful but also weirdly invisible unless you've got a subwoofer. The solution is harmonics, not fuzz, not a blown speaker sound. Just controlled overtones that let the ear track the bassline. Step 0. Set the context. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 175 BPM. I'll pick 174. Drop an amen break loop onto an audio track. Any jungle break works, but amen makes it obvious when things get messy. Hit play. We're going to build the bass against that. Step 1. Create the sub. Make a new MIDI track and load operator. In operator, use oscillator A only and set it to a sine wave. Keep it simple. No extra oscillators, no LFO stuff. Now give it a clean amp envelope, so it feels like an instrument, not a click generator. Set attack to around 0 to 5 milliseconds. If you hear clicking at the start of notes, increase it slightly. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. That little bit of tail helps prevent clicks when notes stop. Decay can be around 200 to 400 milliseconds if you like, but it's optional. Sustain stays up. Now write a basic D&B style bassline pattern. Keep it simple. 1/8 notes, with a few gaps so the amen can breathe. Notes around F, G, or G sharp are a classic range, but match your track key. The key point is, a sub in the wrong note will kill pressure instantly, no matter how good your processing is. Step 2. Gain staging, mastering mindset. Before we add any saturation, set the level. On the sub track, aim for peaks around -12 to -9 dBFS. Not as loud as possible. Headroom is what makes saturation and compression behave predictably. Also, keep your master with space. Roughly -6 dB peak while building is a good target. You can always go louder later. Right now we're building a bass system that translates. Step 3. The secret sauce. Split into sub and color. A pure sine is perfect for the floor, but it's too perfect to hear on phones. So we'll duplicate the signal inside one track and treat each part differently. After operator, add an audio effect rack. Open the chain list and create two chains. Name the first chain sub, and the second chain color. Here's the philosophy. Sub chain stays clean, mono, stable, and owns the low end. Color chain, we high pass it so it doesn't mess with the real sub. Then we distort and shape the mid so the bass becomes readable. Step 4. Build the sub chain. On the sub chain, add EQ8. Put a high pass filter around 20 to 30 Hz. Use a steeper slope, like 24 dB per octave. This is just rumble removal. That ultra-low junk steals headroom and makes limiters work harder for no musical payoff. Now add utility. Set width to 0%. Mono. Always. This is that vinyl era discipline, even if you're not cutting vinyl. Centered sub hits harder and survives mono playback. If you want, enable bass mono and set it around 120 Hz, which is a nice safety net. Optional. Add a limiter at the end of the sub chain, just as protection. Ceiling at -0.5 dB. And listen, we're not trying to smash this limiter. If it's doing more than like 1 or 2 dB of gain reduction, your levels are too hot or something earlier is too aggressive. Step 5. Build the color chain. This is where the pressure lives. But we have to be smart, because the easiest mistake is accidentally distorting your actual sub fundamental and turning it into mush. First, add EQ8 before any saturation. High pass this chain around 80 to 120 Hz. Start at 100 Hz. This is the handover point. Below this stays clean in the sub chain. Above this becomes character. Quick coach note. Don't treat 100 Hz like a law. It's a starting point. If you crank the color chain and your sub starts wobbling, shrinking, or getting blurry, raise that high pass to 120, 140, even 160 Hz. If the bass line still isn't readable on small speakers, you can lower it a bit, like 80 to 100 Hz, but keep distortion subtle so it doesn't cloud the low end. Now add saturator after that EQ. Turn soft clip on. That's your friend for density. Set drive somewhere around +4 to +8 dB to start. Pick a curve like analog clip or soft sine. Both can work. Analog clip tends to feel more forward, soft sign can be smoother. Now the most important discipline move. Level match. When you turn saturation on, it often gets louder, and louder always sounds better even when it's worse. So pull the saturator output down until bypass and active are roughly the same loudness. Not perfectly, just close enough that you're judging tone, not volume. What you're listening for is not distortion. You're listening for the bass line to become trackable quietly. Like, if you turn your speakers down, you should still be able to follow the rhythm and the notes. Optional. Add roar after saturator if you want more old school chew. If you do, keep it gentle. Pick a mild style, keep the mix around 10 to 30%, and keep it mid-focused. Do not read introduce sub down there. The whole point is, SUB stays clean, color is the grit. Now control the harmonics, so they don't randomly poke out from note to note. Add multiband dynamics after your saturation. Use it like a mastering controller for the mid harmonics, not like a special effect. Start from a basic multiband compression preset if you want, then adjust timing. Try attack around 10 to 20 milliseconds, release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Aim for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. When the bass hits, that little bit of control makes the bass feel finished, like it's already past a mastering stage, instead of jumping around. Now add one more EQ 8 at the end of the color chain for polish. Low pass at around 6 to 10 kHz. This keeps the color vintage-ish and stops fizzy top end from building up with the break. If it's harsh, dip a little around 2 to 4 kHz. If it's muddy, dip a little around 250 to 400 hc. Step 6. Blend SUB versus color. Go back to the audio effect rack chain volumes. Start with SUB at 0 dB. Turn color all the way down first, like minus infinity, then slowly bring it up. A common landing zone is color sitting around minus 12 to minus 6 dB relative to SUB, but don't worship numbers. Let your ears decide. Here is a really solid test. Listen at low volume. The moment you can still follow the bass line at low volume, without the sub turning into a fuzzy mess, you nailed it. Now do a super quick mono check. Put utility on your master, hit mono, listen for 10 seconds. If the bass presence collapses, something is too wide, too low, or you've got facey processing creeping into the low mids. In this setup, you should be pretty safe, especially if SUB is mono and color is high passed. Also, use spectrum as your reality check. Drop spectrum after the rock on the bass track. You should see a strong fundamental, maybe around 50. to 60 hc depending on your note, but you also want energy in bands like 100 to 200 hc and 300 to 900 hc. Those are the readable harmonics that make this work on phones and earbuds. One more huge coach move, level match the whole rack. Toggle the entire audio effect rack on and off. If on is clearly louder, you're going to overcook it. Use the rack's output gain to make on and off roughly the same loudness. Step 7. Make it sit with the Amen mastering style glue. First, sidechain the sub slightly to the kick. You can do it on the SUB chain or on the whole bass track. If you only do it on SUB, you keep the harmonic audibility more consistent, which is often nice. Add a compressor. Turn on sidechain. Set the input to your kick track, or if you're using an Amen as your main transient source, you can sidechain from the break track. Start settings. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack 5 to 15 ms. Release 60 to 120 ms. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction per kick hit. Just a dip. Enough to make room, not enough to hear the bass gasping. Extra pro detail that still counts as beginner friendly. In the compressor sidechain section, turn on the sidechain EQ and high pass at around 80 to 120 hc. That way the snare crack and hats don't trigger pumping. You're mostly reacting to the kick body. Next, clean the low end out of the Amen. On the Amen track, add EQ 8 and high pass around 80 to 120 hz. Don't go crazy, just enough so the sub owns the floor. Two competing low end sources is how you get mud instead of pressure. Step 8, quick arrangement trick for classic old school pressure. Try the simple flow. Start with breaks and effects, and keep the sub muted for the first phrase. Tease it. When the drop hits, bring in SUB only for a few bars. Let it feel deep and clean. Then introduce color after that, either by raising the color chain volume or automating a macro we'll make in a second. Then for a short pressure moment, automate saturator drive up by like 2 dB for 4 bars, and bring it back down. That contrast is what makes it feel like the system just woke up. If you want an even slicker pressure automation that doesn't feel like volume up, automate the color chain high pass frequency slowly downward over time. For example, 160 hc down to 110 hc over 8 or 16 bars. It feels like the bass is opening up without just getting louder. Do it subtly. Quick mini homework inside the lesson. Map 3 macros. In a rack, create macros and map them like this. Macro 1. Color amount, map to the color chain volume. Macro 2. Color focus, map to the color chain EQ high pass frequency. Macro 3. Pressure, map to saturator drive and also saturator output. So when drive goes up, output comes down a bit and loudness stays similar. Then record automation for those macros across a 16-bar loop. Your goal is evolution without just turning everything up. Before we finish, let's hit the common mistakes so you can dodge them like a pro. First mistake, distorting the actual sub-fundamental. If the low end turns to soup, your color high pass is too low or your saturation is too heavy. Second, not level matching. If it's louder, you'll think it's better. Match levels, then decide. Third, stereo low end. Keep sub mono. If you want width, do it only on color and only above the danger zone. Fourth, overcompressing harmonics. If it sounds papery and small, back off. 1 to 3 dB control is plenty. Fifth, letting the amen keep all its low end. High pass the break so the sub has room to be the boss. Optional sound design extra if your sign feels too slow on busy breaks. Add a tiny pitch envelope and operator. Turn on pitch env, make the amount small, and set decay super short, like 10 to 30 milliseconds. That creates a micro thwack at the start of notes, which helps the bass speak without adding extra distortion.